Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a ballsy Tuesday edition. And it gets ballsier right now because I've been joined for the happy hour by my little buddy Dominic Selby. How you doing?
I'm awesome, Crudy. Thank you, Fancy Brian, Evan, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday to us all. Excited to be here. Wisconsin once again. Always at the center of the political universe.
The audaciousness of the grand old party, Dom. It has sometimes made me speechless, and that is
something
in
that's
and of
difficult
itself.
To do. Well, I mean, you almost can't blame them. I mean, if
what do you
get
mean
away
you
with
can't
it,
blame them? Please
if you
explain.
Get away with it, why not? What's the downside? What's going to happen? Right. That's why consequences are so very important in this regard.
Well, Dominic, you've heard the new tape. I hope, Lordy, you've heard the tapes. John Eastman,
yes,
came to the Wisconsin State Capitol apparently on March 16th, if I understand the reporting, and had a little two-hour confab with Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
And that's March, like last month, March, like less than a month ago.
Yeah.
March. Yes. Not last year.
Now,
last
we
month.
Don't know what happened because apparently, you know, Voss swore him to confidentiality, so... You know, Eastman's not talking about Fight Club, not talking about the meeting with Voss, but a liberal activist released tape of the meeting he had with the supportive in the Capitol in a hearing room that day.
And they were very, very supportive.
Oh, they were quite supportive. And Eastman is still advocating for the overturning of the 2020 election, and he thinks he's got the means. He is telling the Republican lawmakers that they have the power. They can go around the governor. They can go around the courts. That they have the power to declare that the 2020 election was illegal and they've decertified it. And who's going to stop them? That's the plan. And if they don't go along with the plan, Eastman threw in a little kicker, a little threat for good measure, right. Then we're going to primary their asses.
That's right, baby.
Now, that's kind of ballsy, man. I mean, you got brass ones, but even you might be constrained. I don't think you'd be in the Capitol still calling
again,
for the
there's no constraint, coup. Right? There is no constraint. The whole point is to get, you know, keep their guy, get their guy, get their people in power and maintain that power regardless of what it takes for them to do so. So if they can, you know, concoct some formula, some way to maybe, you know, pull at the thread a little bit. Well, that thread, unfortunately, is democracy. And if this were to be the case, then what Eastman is proposing is that any state legislature, regardless of party or regardless of how the votes actually went, and regardless of whether or not there was actually any election fraud proven or taken place above and beyond the old normal election irregularities, that any state legislature just, you know, nope, we're not going to do that. Pull back their electors and do this and go against the will of the people, which of course doesn't make any sense in a constitutional republic.
Well, that's exactly the plan that Don Jr. was texting to Mark Meadows from the day before even the day that the election had been called. Didn't even matter what the outcome was. But here's the interesting
part. And didn't
matter,
Don, what the justification was.
Well, no, just that we got the levers of power. We control,
yes,
the state legislatures. We control the count in the House of Representatives. So no matter what metric, other than the will of the people, we control the outcome. But here's the interesting part. When Eastman gets captured on video doing this, he's not talking about legal theory. He's advocating for a crime on camera in real time, like a month ago at the Wisconsin State Capitol, because we know the outcome of the election. We've seen all the courts. You know, a year, 15, 16 months ago, this might have been theoretical defendable conduct. But in light of the insurrection and the January 6th and everything that's happened and the evidence that's come out since, just in the public record, just what we know, the fact that he's still out there doing it, he's still out there selling this crime to this month, to this day. I mean, that is freaking ballsy, man.
To a receptive crowd in the Wisconsin State House. What a scary scene. And I expect Eastman to do what Eastman does. But I was actually a little surprised at the enthusiasm of those in the room.
Oh, that's not a shocker. You should see some of the Stop the Steal rallies I've been to.
And I guess I wasn't clear on who was being presented to. Was it entirely made up of lawmakers? Was it activists as well?
No,
it wasn't clear.
It is my, just from a quick observation of the room, because at some point the crowd started going nuts.
Yeah.
Take it back. Stop the, you know, we're gonna have you guys vote to steal the election. That was the plan that was put out there. And then the crowd went wild. And then whoever had the cell phone camera that was recording this kind of panned around. And I didn't see, although I did see a bald guy that looked a lot like Dewey Strobel, I didn't see any recognizable, on first blush, Wisconsin Republican legislators, or Democrats for that matter, in the room. So my thought was this was him firing up the troops before he went to go and make his presentation to boss. This is what he could tell the support of
in
public. But
inside a Capitol room? I mean, someone had
it was in the Capitol
room for them, right? So who?
It was like a hearing
room. Who did that? Yeah, it's just very, very, very concerning. And for the Republicans and conservatives out there, if you think this is a good idea, I would just, you know, think about it coming back on you. I mean, this, of course, is a terrible idea. There is no fraud. I don't believe Eastman's legal theories could actually make this happen, that state legislatures do an end around and subvert the will of the people, regardless of whether or not there is any evidence or not. But that being said, this is a coup in search of a justification, and this has been, you know, Trump has been laying the groundwork for this for quite some time. But if this were even to be adopted, what makes you think that wouldn't happen on the Democrat when Democrats own state houses and they have the influence? You think this is a good road to go down, even if you believe the cockamamie theories that Eastman is pushing?
You expect them to be restrained by future actions of Democrats? They might follow their bad malfeasant example? That's not restraining. There's nothing that will restrain them except iron bars. Really, that's what we're down to. Because they're still out conspiring to commit crimes and steal an election and commit a coup d'etat in March of 2022. I mean, it's not about good idea, bad idea,
buddy. Someone in Wisconsin booked a room for that man again. Someone in Wisconsin legislators, Robin Voss, apparently now has released, 20,000 pages of emails and
under court order
documents, right?
Formerly deleted emails.
Were deleted. And some of the deleted emails, we will never get back. We will never see them because they were done on personal Gmail accounts or other accounts that now are apparently have been totally erased. And, you know, many questions and concerns I have in that regard. Why are you conducting state's business using those kinds of email systems? Number one, Robin Voss. What about her emails? Remember Hillary Clinton, Robin? So what else is out there that has been deleted that we won't even see? So this coup, these illegal efforts are being done on taxpayer dimes in the state houses of our state house here in the state of Wisconsin, and Robin Voss and Republicans have to answer for that.
Well, I don't think it should be a hamburger A, hamburger B option, Dom. I think it's criminality or don't be a freaking criminal. I mean, I think we're beyond this theoretical concept. Hey, Republicans, if you go down this road, you know, Democrats might go down this road. Well, then they should all go to freaking jail, man. Let me throw a little reporting out there. We will take calls this big hour, 844-967-2789. Now, I found this at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. This original reporting from Henry Redman at the Wisconsin Examiner dropped today. Voss's emails show pressure from election deniers. Think your buddy Ram Jam. Assembly Speaker and staff sought a way to respond to demands for reviews of the 2020 election. And apparently that culminated in a meeting with John Eastman last month, where I strongly suspect, although I was not in the room, predicated on the tape I played earlier today on the radio, that Eastman probably also advocated for overturning the election through legislative means, because you Republicans don't need the governor then. Anyways, here's how it's being reported. A massive set of previously deleted emails released by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss last week show him and members of his staff regularly in communication with advocates of conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election, and unveiled new details about Voss's agreement with former state Supreme Court corrupted Justice Michael Gableman, who has been conducting a review of the election.
A review, my ass.
On behalf of Voss and the Assembly. Last week, Voss released 20,000 pages of emails following an open records request in a lawsuit from the government watchdog group American Oversight. Now, my understanding is they have so much to process, they're not even doing interviews at this point. Give them time. American Oversight fought for the release of emails that had been deleted from the government's accounts, opening a way to get around state legislators' practice of regularly deleting their communications. Robin Voss made it legal for him to basically do corrupt business in the dark. A little bit more here. Because Voss's release of the emails was so massive, American Oversight has so far processed and published just 150 pages. That's not a lot yet. The emails reveal interview requests to Voss from right-wing media outlets such as One American News Network and Newsmax, emails from lawyers who work for Rudy Giuliani, and other prominent members of the fight to keep former President Donald Trump in office, insights into Gableman's contract and how Gableman's investigation has proceeded since it started last June. The emails showed that in January, Gableman and Voss's attorney Steve Fawcett were discussing an extension on Gableman's contract.
Yeah.
You know, they want to cut his payback, Tom. Cut him back to $5,500 a month.
Oh, man. How's a guy going to live on $5,500 a month? I mean, poor Gableman.
Well, he's still getting per diem, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't
and
everybody?
Travel expense down to Mar-a-Lago and out to Maricopa County. And, of course, there was the cyber ninja, cyber fraudit thing he attended in South Dakota with Mike Lindell.
And a few groceries here and there, apparently. And millage. Don't forget about millage.
Come back with us. Never forget about millage. I mean, these guys, they're big and brassy and brazen. And I'm talking about the devil's advocates. More of us. Come back. You could be a part. 844-967-2789.
It's mine.
By the time the morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world.
They won't write stories about it. They won't even talk about it.
You got nothing.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.